Save big money at Menards. Never get locked out from lost keys again. Menards carries a huge selection of electronic lock sets. Get a TrueBolt touchscreen deadbolt that features one-touch locking and 50 programmable user codes. Available in matte black or satin nickel finishes, on sale now through September 8th at Menards. America's number one home improvement retailer for customer satisfaction, according to J.D. Power. Visit jdpower.com for details and menards.com for deals. Save big money at Menards.
This is the WOKV Spotlight on 104.5 WOKV.
It is 8:11. It's Thursday. It means it is time to preview the weekend. We've got a lot happening, including today at Beaches Town Center. It's the monthly North Beaches Art Walk. 5 o'clock till 9. Hopefully rain and thunderstorms will be gone by then. Did you see the shelf cloud, by the way? The photos right there. Chief is talking about it on TV right there. The shelf cloud that hit the beach. Everyone kind of scurried for safety, obviously, because of the threat of lightning. But then once it's gone, it's not as bad. Still humid as Florida, but not as hot. And hopefully that'll be the same case again tonight. Kingfish tournament gets going tomorrow. Benjamin, you were out there. Oh, you left. Just walked away. I'm like, all right. So you were out at the Kingfish tournament. What was it last week? And they are gearing up for big crowds and hopefully big kingfish too.
Yeah, we didn't catch any big kingfish when I was out there. The only thing we had was a mackerel that one girl got to keep and a cobia that we didn't get to keep. And of course, the 9-foot tiger shark that we had on the line for upwards of an hour.
Wow.
And 3/4 of a mile.
That's crazy.
But hopefully, good luck to them. I'm sure they're going to be out bright and early.
6:30 is when they're out, man.
Yeah.
Which means they're going to be getting the boat into the water in the 5 o'clock hour before the sun even rises.
You think the tiger shark's out there telling all his buddies about the humans he almost got to keep?
Right. He's out there in the Atlantic just like,
there were three of them, man. They were this big.
By the way, the winner yesterday was Parker Hench, the second boat that docked his fish in the Junior Angler. 53.55 pounds. The largest in the Junior Angler tournament. And not only does he catch that, but he also wins a brand new fishing boat.
Oh,
not
wow.
Bad, right?
Yeah.
Wait, how old is he?
Was he 13, 14?
He may not even weigh 53 pounds himself.
Yeah, you're probably right.
But he wins a brand new boat?
Yeah, how about that?
The picture, that fish looks bigger than he does.
It is. I think it is just a little bit bigger. These kids, they're impressive. I mean, and they've been fishing for a while. Some of them are relatively new to the sport, but pretty cool to see. Congratulations to Parker and all the other junior anglers that are out there. So that's going on this weekend. You got anything else you're spotlighting?
Otherwise, I'm probably going to head down to the North Beaches Art Walk. It's something that they do every third Thursday of the month down at the, the Beaches Town Center. Walk around, support local artists. I might pick up some art myself. My walls are looking a little bare. And maybe get some knickknacks, trinkets, and hobnobs, whatever.
Ooh, I like that. I like hobnobs. Try Pose, by the way, as you're in Atlantic Beach.
Ooh, Pose is very
good. Go get your Pose on.
I've been there. They're fantastic.
Get the room morgue. I don't know if you could stomach it, though. You're a little thin.
I'll not eat for 24 hours before.
Exactly.
So I can,
you get a lot of meals out
it.
Of that one.
Quote the Raven, serve some more.
Yes, sir, that's exactly it. All right, Christine, what you got this weekend?
I'm contemplating doing the Jumbo Shrimp and Durham Bulls game.
Nice. Oh, well, you've got the Durham connection,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I've got the Durham connection. So.
Oh. And it's a short series, so they had like the midsummer break, and so they're back at it Friday, Saturday, Sunday, as opposed to like a full week this week. So, and if you need a break, for example, from the heat, just walk across to the arena and see the Jacksonville Sharks.
Right.
So you could see your baseball and your football.
Right.
I like that.
While I was in North Carolina, I never saw a Durham Bulls game, so
really?
I figured might as well do it now, right?
Minor league baseball is so much fun. And the creativity that the team at the Jumbo Shrimp has on their promotional nights and the fireworks that they do, it is really fun. So I would say take it in. Just be prepared to sweat it out. It's going to be a hot and humid one. But
so it was funny because when we covered the stadium announcement, the Jaguars announcement a couple of weeks ago, there was a Jumbo Shrimp game going on then. Do you say Jumbo Shrimps?
Yeah.
Jumbo Shrimp.
Jumbo, just singular. Jumbo Shrimp
game going on. And it was, it sounded pretty exciting. I said, the next opportunity I have to go to one, I'm going to go.
Well, this weekend is a good opportunity for that. All right, Jay Bowes, what you got your eyes on in there?
Well, speaking of art, at the Prime Convention Center, Osborne Convention Center, this Saturday from noon to 8, it's the World Oddities Expo. So if you're into like contortionists and just really weird art, I guess, and taxidermy, I mean, head down there. Kids under 12 get in for free, and yeah, Saturday, noon to 8.
Huh. First ever time they've come to Jacksonville. That's kind of neat. So the World Oddities exhibit there, and then you got Ripley's Believe It or Not in St. Augustine. You can kind of hit all those fascinations. Scotty, our... I'm thinking oddity right now as I'm looking at you for some reason.
Thank
I don't know
you.
Why.
I think I'm not entirely sure what to do with that. But,
well, I got a brand new pair of roller skates. You got a brand new key. I think that we should get together and try them out to see.
Talking about something old school, doing a little retro thing. Sunday night coming up over at Ocean Street Tequila. It's Sunday night sip and skate. Now, I am not a roller skater myself. Me and gravity have a bad relationship. But I think about my friend Kayla, and I think about how skating is one of her favorite pastimes. And when she's skating, she smiles. It lights up the rink. And that's the kind of place where I know she would have a good time. And it's intended for those of us who grew up in the golden age of skating. Not the rollerblade stuff. This is not for you. We're talking about the four bangers, the two sets and getting out there, the skates and keys. You got the special drinks going on. They got the Ocean Street Tacos going to be providing some munchies for the late night skaters. And for those of you who are headed out to the concert Sunday evening, this is a great way to wind down afterwards.
What concert?
I understand there's going to be some sort of an 80s retro thing.
Tight roll of the jeans. Hairspray, Aquanet.
Oh my gosh, Aquanet.
Aquanet, yeah, baby.
Never forget that smell.
You probably still have some embedded in your hair all these years later. And KOTB and Paula Abdul and DJ Jazzy Jeff Sunday night at Daly's Place as they bring the Magic Summer Tour back to Jacksonville. It's 8:17 on this Thursday. Enjoy the weekend.